Good morning. It seems Australia's got some funny people, clowns I call them. It's got Morrison suddenly out of the woodwork, fronts up and says what a lovely thing it is that Trump has been re-elected. Dear old Albanese thinks it's a wonderful thing because of the relationship between Australia and America. I hope Trump is going to follow through with his word, which he has in the past, and take out all the pedophiles, child molesters, child traffickers, and all those lovely people. And of course, in Western Australia, we've got Dodgy Roger. Dodgy Roger claims to be the Premier. None of those have any position in Parliament because they don't comply with our Constitution. Nor does any politician in this country. The problem we have in this country, every single one of you is a pedophile, simply because the law says so. You know about the Woods Royal Commission, you know about the 90-year suppression order, you know about everything that's been going on in this country. Albanese, you're not the Prime Minister. If you are, why aren't you sitting in the Parliament as the foreman, which is basically what you are, because you have no other authority to exist. You cannot sign overseas agreements. So all that's treason. I exposed all that in the video yesterday. So let's look at what you are. Three stupid clowns. Morrison, Albanese, and Roger Cook. But then you've got to add all the other clowns. Every single member of every political party, you're all clowns, morons, and traitors. You put yourself in that position because you're in a position of authority and you've done absolutely nothing about a suppression order designed to cover up the crimes of previous offenders, being politicians, apparently one of the prime ministers. And that goes for Abbott, Julia Gillard, Julie Bishop, all of yous who knew about it and did nothing. You were guilty of that crime. Why? Because our law says so. Our law says if you become aware of a criminal offence, indictable offence, and you do nothing, you're guilty of it. Look at me, I blab about it all the time. But what do I get as a response? Nothing. What do the people of this country get as a response? Nothing. What do the victims get? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because you clowns sit back collecting money you're not allowed to collect, taking money off us in excess of taxes, giving it away overseas, try and make yourself look good. Albanese and all the clowns before him paid money to be in the United Nations. What about the fact you're required to ask us? No point asking Ann Termey or any of you so-called professors. You're a pack of idiots. If you claim that the Parliament has any supremacy, our framers of the Constitution said they're not. I've explained it to you. It's in our Constitution, the red one, not your green piece of garbage. We never authorised that. We have upheld the red one because that's our constitution. It is a constitution. It contains the Constitution Act, contains the constitution derived from it, and the interpretation by the framers who meant it to be interpreted that way. There is nowhere in it where it says, oh, look at that, you've got to eventually swap to a federal parliament running the whole country and then a republic. That's all lies. You put it to the people, they said no. Why? Because that's their choice. So now you're packing us full of Indians and other people who you think are just going to vote for you. Well, I don't know how they're going to vote. I don't propose to do it, but they have to come here lawfully, and they're not. They're not. Do they comply with our laws? The amount of spates of bad accidents by clowns who can't drive trucks, that's got to be looked at. Is it being looked at? No, it's not. You're not looking at what's going on around you and people are getting hurt and killed. and even covering up some of the accidents. Not reporting them is covering it up. Now get back to the pedophiles. You think that we have to put up with you allowing pedophiles to roam, get away with everything, and eventually die, and oh, you can't touch them. Yes, you can. Yes, you can touch them. You can touch them by going back and picking up what they've earned, take it off them. Off who? Their family? Yeah, why not? You've taken the dignity and sanity off all the little kids and taken away something cannot be replaced by allowing these bent and twisted half-wits to molest and interfere with kids. That's what you've done. And you think, look at that. Suddenly Roger Cook does an about-face and lies to cover up the fact he doesn't like America. Someone said, God save the king. Yeah, because no one else will. That king, I don't believe should be there, but that's not my problem. It's England's. They are dealing with it. Leave it alone. Leave America alone. They put someone in there who has stated he is going to deal with pedophiles and child traffickers and everything else. Last time he did everything he said. This time if he does it, we're in front. But we don't need morons from this country sucking up to him, trying to pretend you're doing something when we, the people who are the Commonwealth, no, you're not. This is, you're not the Australian government. There's no such entity at all. So every... It's all right, we're running out of go power with a voice, so hopefully it goes. So I'll repeat some of it. Yep, we're hooked in everything again because the sound dropped. Right. Now, Morrison, Albanese, and our little friend in Western Australia, Dodgy Roger. And the clown who thought he got tired and could hide. You can't hide. Every single politician in this country are traitors and you're pedophiles. Why? Because you are blocking the due process of law by that 90-year moratorium so no one can do anything. You've done it. You've blocked it. And you know it. And does our Constitution stand? Yes, it does. Why? Because we the people said. So that donkey politician with all the good policies that said the Constitution done and dusted? Don't be stupid. What a dumb, stupid statement. It's a letters patent. No one who sits in our parliaments can touch it, remove it, alter it, change it without putting it to the reigning monarch. It hasn't been done. It stands. And Toomey saying the Australia Act didn't need a referendum? You're a liar. I've told you already. Have you come out and done something about it? Have you checked out? No. You're a liar. The Constitution is clear. We are supreme in this country. The supreme, absolute, and uncontrollable authority remains with the people. Who says so? The framers. They designed the Constitution that way. You are not going to back away from the truth of our law. The truth of our law is found in our Constitution. The permission for you to pass laws is in our Constitution. Any person, regardless of what their title, who comes out and says they can operate outside of that Constitution, you're a liar. Why? Because our framers put it in our Constitution. In the annotated text. I know there's people running around, anyone can add an annotation to something. That does not change the annotations to our Constitution. Just means that you're trying to take it away from it. It's there, it's fact, it's true, and I don't care if you don't like it. If you want to operate in this country, you want to sit in our parliament and get paid, you do it according to our Constitution. Or simply don't get in our parliament. Don't pretend we do not have to vote for somebody who has no authority. So if people refuse to vote at the next election until you put someone lawfully there for us to do it, we don't have to. And if you say we do, you're a liar. If you say the parliament's above the people and the Constitution, you're a bigger liar and a traitor as well. We the people join together in one indissoluble federation of the Commonwealth of Australia. We the people, no one else. We did. When you voted in, you go in to represent us. If you don't represent us, everything you do is treason. When you stole all our public utilities, they didn't belong to you. You had no foreign affairs powers to deal with it. And if you say it in to me that they did, you're a liar again. I've watched your videos. About 70% of it is absolute lies. Absolute lies. Did you put the lies together? I don't know. Come out and debate me. Let's put the Constitution in its context. It is real. It's indissoluble. King Charles, if he did sign off on that new thing that Albanese put together, it can't become law until we do. He does not get to change our stuff. We do. Why? Because it's in the letters patent. It was put there to stop corrupt, thieving, lying frauds from interfering with it. You don't like what I'm saying, boo-hoo. But every politician, if Trump, I'm glad he won. That's my opinion. Do I believe in him 100%? I don't know. Time will tell if he's going to be honest and do everything. So far, he has. And for that, I'll back him in those areas. If he goes after the pedophiles and the child molesters, the child traffickers, I'll be right there with him. If I can supply him any information, I will. You see, I learnt a long time ago, you can operate inside the law and have a good time as long as you don't hurt other people in doing so. That goes for your talking. You can't control what we say. Now, we've got the volume back up. Hopefully people can understand. It fiddles and now and again. We're trying to correct that. We can't do anything about it. Someone put the Great Australian Party there. Rod Cullerton rings me now and again. I give him information to help him. If it's a help to him, it's good. If it isn't, I can't help that. The only thing I want to say now, and this is not going to be a long video, just stating clearly to the clowns, shut up. You don't speak for us. We want, if possible, Trump to clean out the garbage out of this country too. If he can't, so be it. Do not interfere with another country. You've done enough. Stop giving our money away, you thieves. Nobody thinks you're good. And guess what? You were the first ones to get removed by the clowns you're bowing to and kowtowing to. Wake up to that point. You are not going to get away with breaking our law. Not now, not any other time. If you don't like that, tough. Till then, you're a bunch of clowns and morons, as I said. The people don't believe in you. They're getting more and more sick of the lies coming out of Albanese's mouth. Says one thing and a couple of days later he does the opposite. So how do we do? Someone says Trump winning is very bad. Yeah, have another look. Wait and see what he's done. More war on the way? No, that's a nonsense. Stop repeating other people's rhetoric. The only war is in that country to clean it up. If he does it, he's done a good thing. If he doesn't, then that I will agree with you. But you have no right to criticise others until we clean up our own country. Am I criticising Trump? No. Am I criticising our country? Yeah. Because they're covering up pedophilia. You want to know what we're going to do about it? Get off your butt and do something. I'm talking to you now, telling you what they're doing. And what are you doing? Sitting back. Oh, what are you going to do about it? Yeah, I don't agree with you. War on the way. More war on the way. That's all nonsense. Wait until you see. That's a natural law. Hey, you need to read the Constitution. I'm not going to criticise you. You've got your opinion. I don't agree. You want to put comments on here and have them remain there? At least put something sensible. You can't back up what you said, and the only wars will be created by clowns who think we're going into a one-world government because that's good. No, it's not. we are given the right to govern ourselves. Take up that right and govern yourselves. Stand up for yourselves. Stop backing away and giving Albanese free rein, because he doesn't belong there. His only authority, if he was lawfully elected and he isn't, is as the Speaker of the House. And no, we haven't had a lawful federal election since Federation. Understand, have to have 6 lawful states. We didn't have them, and we certainly don't have now. Not one state complies with 106 of the Constitution. Their constitutions in every state are unlawful. They're blatant treason designed to give the political parties authority. They don't have it. Take it back off them and stop sitting back in your armchair, swigging on beer and smoking cigarettes and ignoring the fact that you, what you do now is for your grandchildren. What are you doing for them? Nothing. Nothing. So thank you. That's the end of it. I have nothing more to say. That's it.
So it's to not put this to a vote is to concede defeat. You only win when you run on the field and engage. And let me tell you, my government is engaged. We're all in. Monuments put from pen to paper turns me into a godless woman.